Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth and final Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, and the laws of coming into the Beis HaMikdash and the Sefer Avodah, which continues on the same regarding those that are not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. And that's, in this Perek, discusses that of the Zar, of the foreigner, of the non-Kayin, as Rambam begins Halacha Aleph. Zar Sh'avod Ba'Mikdash, if a foreigner does the Avodah in Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Sibsula, his service is invalid, V'chay Misa B'dei Shemayim, he's liable for death at the hands of heaven. Shemayim says the Pasuk in Ba'Midbar, it says, V'hazar HaKarav Yumas, the foreigner that comes near will die, M'Piashmu Lamdu, from the tradition we learned, She'in Chiv Zeh El L'Karav L'Avodah, what does it mean coming near? It means someone's coming near to do the Avodah, that's where he gets a death penalty. Now, V'heichen Hezer Lav, as we know, there always has to be a prohibition and the punishment. So we just mentioned the punishment. We doesn't mention the prohibition of a zar to do the avodah. It says over there in Perek Dalad, "Vizar leikar v'leichem," that the foreigner should not come near to you. That means to do that. It's prohibition of, like we said, hakarav, which are doing the avodah. Now, zehu zar, who's considered a foreigner? Kol she'ein mizar aharon hazchar, whoever is not from the descendants of Aaron that are males, because Shneimer says in the passing of Yikra Al, "Va'orchu b'nei Aaron," that the sons of Aaron should appear. And it says, V'ktiyu b'nei Aaron, that the sons of Aaron should sacrifice, where obviously it means the descendants of Aaron. And those to b'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, b'lo b'nois Aaron, and therefore they have to be males and not the daughters of Aaron. Now, Halacha Beis Ram qualifies that which is, when we're saying the Zizars Michaiv Misa, are not all avaydas, the specific ones. And that is, Ava Pisha Zaron Muzharon Shlis Askab Avaydas Mavaydas Akabonis, although that a non-kain is forewarned not to engage in the any avaydah of the karbanas, of the sacrifices, but in chayav and misa, but regarding the punishment of death, that's ela al avodah tama, that's only going to be for a completing, concluding act of service, and loyal avodah sheshachar avodah, not regarding a service that still has a subsequent avodah in that order after that. And therefore, in azar chayav misa, the foreigner is not going to be liable for death penalty, ela al arba avodahs bilvad, only regarding the following four avodahs. They are concluding avodahs, al azrika, regarding the spraying, Valak Torah regarding the sacrificing, Val Nisach HaMayim B'chag regarding the pouring of the water on the Yom of Sukkos, Val Nisach HaYayin Taman and regarding the pouring of the wine libations, which are constantly done in the Beis HaMikdash. As Ram explains each one of these in the following halachas. Halacha Gimel, Kitzad Al Azrika, how is there liability regarding the spraying? So Bein Shazark Befnim, whether he sprays the blood in the inner Mizbech, the Mizbech HaZav HaPanimi, or Bein Shazark Bechutz, whether he sprays outside Mizbech HaOila, that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, Bein Shehizah HaZah Achas Mekol HaZah Yisadam, whether he sprays one spray of all the sprays which are done with the blood of the Karbanis, or Bein Shehizah HaZah Achas Mekol HaZah Yis Karbanis Mitzar, whether he sprays any one of this many sprayings that are done by the Karbanis of Mitzar, which are actually not even blood, are even sprayings of the lug of the oil towards the Kach HaKachim, but these are all Zrikas, Hareza Chayv Misa, that's going to be a liability for death of the Zah. Halachadal, Kitzar Alektara, how's the liability regarding sacrificing? So Hikdei Avarm, if he sacrifices limbs, Oy Kaimitz, or a fistful of flour, Oy Levaino, or the frankincense, Alam Mizbech, on the altar. And the Filahafach Be'Avarm Shalin Sakul, even if he just turns over a limb that's already there, but it wasn't fully consumed yet, the cave Strefas, and now he's getting it closer to it being consumed, Chayv Misa is going to be liable for death. Now, but as long as he's sacrificing, which is the burning, of at least an olive-sized piece. And so let's say he burns the incense on the golden altar, when he sacrifices, when he burns up that the size of an olive, he's going to be liable. Now, but if he burns the incense on Yom Kippurim, in the holiest of the holies, which is what the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippurim, in the Chayv Misa Leha, he's not going to be liable there the death penalty, at Shiyaktim Lechafnav. It's not going to be sufficient for the Shev HaKizayis, which was normally done, the Keteris, regularly on the regular day Mizbech HaZav. Here, it's only going to be if he does a handful, which is Shev HaMafurish HaKeteris, which is the explicit measurement that the Kohen Gadol has to do, the special Keteris, Levanai V'Levanim, that's the measurement of what's supposed to be done, and therefore then when the Zahar does it, only then will it be Chayiv Misa. Halacha Hey. Now, V'Hamasadush Negizur Itzam Alamarachim, when someone organized the two logs of wood on the pyre, which is done every single day before the karbanas are burned, Harnehu Kamaktevam, that's like also sacrificing limbs, and hence V'Chayiv Misa, the Zahar who does is going to be Chayiv Misa, because Sh'Itzam Karbanu, because the wood itself is considered as a sacrifice. Now, but what are exceptions to this law is, Avla Yetzik, if someone pours the oil on the mincha, V'Aboil, if someone mixes it, or V'Apaisis, or if he crumbles the flour offering, which has to be crumbled, oftentimes in the sacrificing of the mincha, or v'amaleich, or he salts it, v'hamenef, or he does the elevation procedure, or v'amegish, or he brings the mincha near to the mizbeach, or mesadis lechem apanam ayis bezichin al shulchan, or he organizes the showbreads or the spoonfuls of frankincense on the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash, or vameita besaneris, or he cleans out the lamps of the menorah, or vamatzis ish b'mizbech, or he lights the fire in the mizbech, or vakoymitz, he takes the fistful, or makabel dama, or receives the blood of a carbon. Although that invalidates that avodah, and yes, he's forewarned regarding all of these avodahs we just mentioned, he's going to get lashes. But in chayv misa, for these, are not going to be liable for the death penalty. Each one of these are not the final, like receiving the blood, that's not the final. Stop, then spray it, so there's still another avodah after them. The inigma avodah is not the conclusion of the avodah, and hence, that's not included in avodah tamah, hence, it's not going to be a liability for the chayv misa. Halach above. Now, not only is there no liability in the following avodah, but actually the slaughtering of kachim is even valid to be done by a non-kayin. I feel like kachim, even the holiest of the holies, types of karbanis, bain, kachay yachad, whether it's a carbon of an individual, bain kachay tzib, whether it's the carbon of the public. Kashanim, it says in the pasuk, v'shachad is ben abakal of ne'ashem, that he, it doesn't say who is going to slaughter the young animal in front of Hashem, the krivim in the Aaron, and the sons of Aaron, they're going to be makrivit, which is bringing it near, which is mikabala ve'ilich mitzikunda, from the receiving of the blood, which is together with then the halacha, bring it near, from then on starts the mitzikunda. But the shechita, which is before that, that can be done even with a zar. V'chein hefshet, so to the skinning of the animal, v'anituch, and the dismembering, v'aylochas etzel mizbech, and transporting the wood to the mizbech, k'shei bazam, these are all valid with a non-kain. Kishanem be'evam, it says regarding the limbs, the hikar koinus akol mizbech, that the koinus to sacrifice all of it to the mizbech. Where that hikar is actually zuhay lochas Avram lakevish. That's actually referring to the transporting of the limbs to the ramp, which teaches us haylochas Avram hishutzicha kuna. Specifically, the transporting of the limbs that requires kuna. But the inference is v'lohay lochas eitzam, but the transporting of the wood, which is not part of the carbon itself, that does not require kuna. Halacha zayin v'chena lochas aneris k'shei b'zam. So, to the lighting of the lamps of the menorah is also valid with a non kain. The figure there from Heitav HaKoyin HaSaneris. So if the Koyin went and cleaned out the lamps and prepared it, V'etzin L'chutz, and he went outside, Mutal Lazad L'adlikin, it's actually permitted for a non-Koyin to light it. Halacha Ches. Now, Hadram HaSadesh in Tzricha Koyin. The removing of the ashes, which is, there's always a shovelful, one truma of the ashes, of all the ashes that were there from all the karbanas that were burnt over there, that needs a Koyin. Shnemek, it says in the Pasuk, V'lovash HaKoyin Midivad, that the kohen will wear his linen garment, v'goyim etc., which is said v'heir misadeshin, that it's the kohen who's going to do the truma sadeshin. Then heir misrael, if the Yisrael does the truma sadeshin, like he gets lashes, but v'enachav mis, not going to be liable for death penalty. Why? As the Ram addresses, says afa b'she'enachri avoidah, although it's the end of all the karbanas, it's all the oilers from the previous day, and the last thing that's done with those karbanas is the truma sadeshin. But there's another qualification besides avoidah tama of being the concluding one. Shenem the pasuk says b'midbar avoidah matana, has to be a service of a gift. What has to be specific with a kohen is a service of a gift. But then if imkarv lahazar, then if the zar comes and does that, that he's going to be chayv misa. Aval avoid the silik, but a service that's actually removing, like the trumas adeshin, in chayim ala misa, then although he's not allowed to do it, but there he's not going to get a liability of death. So let's say he removes the ashes from the in the mizbeach, or from the menorah, in the chayv misa, he's not going to be chayv misa, but because it has to require avoid the tama, and avoid the smatana. Halacha test. Now let's say Sida Hamaracha, let's say the Tsar went and organized the pyre, the logs of wood on the Mizbech. So Parka, he removes it. Then the Kain goes and he then reorganizes it. And they shift it to Rabasal because the organization of the Tsar is invalid. Now Halacha Yidram continues related types of psulim like that of a Tsar, which we're discussing here in this parak. Hatame, someone who's richly impure. Uvamum, has a blemish. Vishalay Ruchut Sidam Reglayim. Or if he didn't wash his hands and his feet, Shashimish b'mikdash, where he did avoid the mitzvah. So here too, in chayoven, they're not going to be liable, which each one according to the halacha, tame and not washing hands or feet is a chiv misa, bamum is with malchus, but the liability of that is going to be ela lavoidah shazar chayv alei misa, only for those avoidahs that a non-kohen would be chayv misa, which we mentioned, two criterion, avoidahs tame has to be the concluding avoidah, and avoidahs matana, which are the four avoidahs we mentioned earlier. For all other avodas that are tamei bamum shlei rochet demeglaim, when they do the avoda, it's only going to be a negative prohibition. Now, if you have a kohen that's tful yom, which means that he was tamei but he immersed himself that day, and he's also lacking atonement. So, for example, let's say mitzayra on the day that he's concluded his tahara, where he tivled and he didn't have sundown yet, so he's a tful yom, but he's also mechutz kippurim because he has to bring karbanos the next day. Shenitma, where he also became tamei now from something else, and he's also lacking all of his Kohanic garments. And moreover, he also didn't wash his hands and his feet. He would have a separate liability for each one of these, which is Tful Yemi is not allowed to do the Avodah, Mechuz Kippurim is not allowed to do, and he become Tamei, Mechuz Begadim, not washing his hands and feet. Now, the Mahayazar, but in this situation, if the one doing was not a Kohen, rather a non-Kohen, he would only get one set of lashes for having done it as a foreigner, as a non-Kohen, because he doesn't have the prohibition of all these other things, because he's not allowed to do it in the first place, so for him it would only be one prohibition. Now, Halach Yud Beis, whereas, however, Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos, if the non-Kohen does the Avodah on Shabbos, then he would be chayv too, chayv mishum Shabbos, because do malach on Shabbos, which is not permitted for him, and the mishum zaras for being a non-kohen. And mechim ba mum shemish betumah. If you have a blemish kohen that's doing the avodah when he's tummy, chayv mishum tumah, he would be liable for doing the avodah as a tummy person, and the mishum ba mum, and for the fact that he's blemish, who's also not allowed to do the avodah. Halachid gimel, also regarding those that are invalidated of doing the avodah, but not because of their nature, but because of circumstances, kol kohen shavad avodah zara, any kohen that worshipped idolatry. Deliberately, whether by mistake. And now for Bishop Chazab, although he totally repented. He should never do the Avodah ever again in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Shemit says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, they shouldn't come near to serve me, which the Pasuk there previously said, because they served for the idolatry and it was a stumbling block as a sin for the Jewish people, therefore Hashem says they're going to carry their sins, and again, that they not allowed to do the Avodah anymore. And Echro Eberoisa B'Sheves, whether the one who served the idolatry in a worshipping way, Kugan Shanasa Kremel Abed Zor, let's say he became a priest for the idolatry, or he Meshtach Allah, or he bowed down to it, or he Moidaba, the Kiblo Allah Belaha, or he admitted to the Abed Zor and he accepted it like his deity, either one of these, his apostle is going to be valid forever. Now, other Vehikriv, let's say he violates and he still does the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, in Karban Reich Nechaich, his sacrifice is not a pleasant aroma. Even though he was mistaken when he did the avoid or he bowed down or he admitted, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a pleasant aroma, his carbon. Now, aval hashaychet lavoy dezar b'shagig. But if someone only slaughtered to idolatry by mistake, im avav hikar, if that person does violate and he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, karbon erech nechaychev in his kabbal, then his carbon is a pleasant aroma and it is accepted. Shaharei l'sheiris, because he didn't serve, loy nasa krem, he didn't become a priest. Two leniencies. First of all, he only slaughtered, which slaughtering itself is not really a shir, it's not really an avoid, because as we find in the Beis HaMikdash, shchit is kosher, bizarre. And Vushagi also was by mistake. But Vava became, like the Chalayav, but still, initially, even such a case, initially, he shouldn't do the avoid, but after the fact, it will be accepted. Now, Halachi Yedalad, Misha Avad, let's say someone did the avoid, but he made a temple, Chutz LaMikdash, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Lakav by Kaban Lashem, where he wants to make a carbon to give to Hashem in some other place. In the case of a desire, this is not the equivalent as making a house of idolatry. Now, Ba'afa became, but even so, Kol Koin Shashimish B'Bayis Kezah, any Koin that did the avoid in such a house of worship, Le'yishamish B'Mikdash Lam still should not do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash ever again. And Mechain Kelim Shanishtam Shabam Sham. So to the vessels that were utilized in that a replica Beis HaMikdash, Le'yishamish B'Mikdash Lam should never be used in the true Beis HaMikdash forever. Eliginezer rather should be hidden away. But says the Rambam, Yirah Ali, it appears to me, Shem Ovid Kohen Shashim Hashem, that if such a Kohen that served over there does the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, Ba Mikdash, then like Pasul, he has not invalidated, unlike that of a true house of Avodah Zar. Now, Alach Tezvav, so the Rambam concludes now, Nimtzu comes out, Kalabsum Lavoida Shemayin Asar. So all the invalidations of worshipping in the Beis HaMikdash are 18 different invalidations. Velein, they are Avodah Zar, as we just mentioned, if a Kohen worshipped Avodah Zar. Hazar, if he's a non-kohen, Bamum is blemished, Ha'arul is uncircumcised, Hatame, and many of these we mentioned previous parakim, Tame if he's Tame, Tful Yom, even if he's not Tame, he immersed himself that day but didn't have sundown, Mechuz Kippurim, even if he had sundown but he's lacking atonement, which oftentimes comes on the following day, Ha'einen, if he lost a relative that day, Hashikar, if he's intoxicated, Mechuz Begadim, he's lacking some of his garments, Yitar Begadim, he's wearing too many garments, Purim Begadim, if his garments are torn, Purim Roish, if his hair is too long, if he didn't wash his hands and his feet, Hayesh, if he's sitting as he's doing the avodah, or Mishiyesh bin Yod bin Akli de Bachayt, so he has between his hand and the vessel that he's doing the avodah with something in between that's interposing, or Mishiyesh bin Raglu bin Arz de Bachayt, so if someone has between his leg and the floor something that's in the way, Mishavid b'smayloi, or if someone does the avodah with his left, Kal Eilub, Sun la avodah, all these are invalidations for the avodah, and Vim Avdu Chalelu, if they did the avodah, they have desecrated. Chutz Mipru Reish, except for the one whose hair is too long, Kruba Gadim, over his garments are torn, and Mashach Levadizar B'Shagig, and if he had slaughtered for avodah zarah by mistake. Where in those cases, shim avdu, if they did the avodah, avodah sing shera, then the avodah is going to be kasher.